gold mining. In March 1870, prospector John Sinclair recovered 12 ounces of gold in 2 weeks from the beach at the mouth of the Richmond River near Ballina. News of his ounce per day discovery soon spread, and by September, gold had been found on Seven Mile Beach, Tallow Beach, and the main beach at Cape Byron. The entire coastal strip, with the exception of the reserves between Tallow Creek and Ballongal Creek, was pronounced a goldfield. The gold occurred as small grains in the black sand on the beach and in the dunes behind the beach. The miners or black sanders worked in groups of threes, skimming off the leads until they had enough stockpile to start processing. One then shoveled the black sand into the hopper. The second one pumped water to wash the sand over the mercury-coated copper plates and down into the sluice box. And the third one removed the black sand tailings. This was hard, monotonous, unrelenting physical work. The fine gold amalgamated with the mercury on the copper plates to form an amalgam, a putty-like alloy which scraped from the copper plates. The amalgam was placed inside a pumpkin or a potato, which was then placed on a shovel and roasted in a fire. The mercury vapour condensed in the outer layers of the burnt vegetable. This was then crushed and panned to recover the mercury for reuse. The gold would remain on the shovel as grains or as buttons if the fire had been hot enough to melt the gold. By 1890, the rich deposits had been worked out. Only a few prospectors stayed to find their fortune. The gold fields were known as the poor man's diggings. Everybody found some gold, but no one made a fortune. The yield for a successful miner was between 0.5 and 1 ounce of gold per week. Total production is estimated to be between 20 and 30,000 ounces. In later difficult economic times, and the 1930s depression, the unemployed and the desperate returned to earn a meager living from the gold.